Claymore High School, I want to tell you about that, because that was an important part of our growing up. It was a two-story building near downtown Claremore. It housed classrooms, a principal's office, an auditorium. I do not believe we had a gymnasium in those days. We were blessed by some outstanding teachers, mostly women. In those days, women professionals aspired to be teachers. There were no women doctors or lawyers in Claremore when I was growing up. You hoped to be educated. You hoped to be able to teach if you needed to. Or all the girls took shorthand and typing in high school. We really expected to live exactly as our mothers had, to be married and have a family. But we took typing in shorthand in the event that our husbands died and we had to support ourselves, or horrors left us. And so we needed some training just in case. Sports in our high school was football, boys football, and it was very important. There were no girl sports. Title IX was long distant in the future. Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure we had a gymnasium. I don't believe we did. Certainly we didn't have gym for girls. Upon graduation.
In what year?
In 1952.
I can point out that you were the valedictorian of your class.
Well, that's right.
When you graduated, what was your hope then to do next? What did you go on to?
Well, we anticipated, as I think I told you, young women anticipated that we would learn the skills and the values of our mothers, and our life would be pretty much like our mothers' lives.
We lived in a segregated state. You had segregation in Claremore?
Claremore was segregated, yes.
So you had two different high schools?
There was a black school and Claremore High School.
Was that just taken as that's just the way it is? Did it bother you? Did you have any attitude about it?
I don't think I was aware of the meaning and reason and results of segregation as I was a child. My awareness came later when I went to Stevens College.
Let me take you back December 7th, 1941, Pearl Harbor. You were 7 years old. Do you have any recollection of how you may have heard about it or any thought about it?
No, but I do remember the war and the rationing and how we would save tinfoil and knit socks and shawls and try to be patriotic. We bought savings bonds, war bonds, and stamps. We were very much aware of the war. I had a couple of uncles who were in the war. My father was not young enough to be drafted, but we were very much aware of the war.
So there were many items that were rationed, tires, gasoline.
That is correct.
But you ran a general store.
I ran a variety store.
So you had items in the store. You were never...
Those items were not rationed. It wasn't a grocery store, and it wasn't a tire store. As I recall, the store went on about its business during the war.
President Roosevelt died April 12, 1945.
I do remember that. It was a very sorrowful time in our family. I remember my mother saying, "I just don't think I can call Mr. Truman president." Roosevelt was the only president I had known. He was dearly beloved in our family.
Did you know then that he had polio?
I think so.
Speaking of polio, did you know anybody who had it? The vaccine came in 1955, Jonas Salk. Did you know anyone who had polio?
We certainly did. Polio was a scourge and something that frightened us in the summertime. We didn't have any swimming pools in Claremore. If there had been a swimming pool, there was one. You're not allowed to go in it. Very nervous about crowds. And yes, several students in our school got polio, and it was a terrifying disease.
You graduated in 52. Korean War was in that time period, 50 to 53. Did that impact your...
Not until I married was I aware of the Korean War. I was in school and concentrating on being a student.
You mentioned Stevens College. Did you attend Stevens immediately out of...
I did, yes. In those days, they had what they call field men who came around to towns in Oklahoma, I guess perhaps throughout the United States, because its student body drew from all over the country. Field men came and talked to prospective students about Stevens, and it seemed like a good place for my family and for me, and so I went to Stevens. It was a 2-year school for girls. It was sort of in transition from being a very protected place to trying to envision and train modern women. So we had curfew on school nights. It was 9 o'clock. There was a big fence around the school, and it was closed, and doors were locked at 9. On weekends, you could stay out until 11 o'clock. We had strict rules. Women were not allowed to ride in automobiles unless their parents were visiting and driving. We were not allowed to go into bars. We had lots of activities. We had dances and clubs and things on the campus. And we were near Missouri University, so there were things to do, but not as children are today in school.